I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I if I can interrupt for just a second, I have a suggestion. Maybe you guys could all poo and then smash the poo up until it's like a hard ball, and then throw it at my face as hard as you can. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing things out here. I'm just throwing it out.
Plus, I'm hungry for shit.
Gentlemen, this is the Action Room, bringing to you live the front lines of pop culture.
With your host, Apoor Richardson, and
Tony Wolf, and our producer, Mike Turney.
Mike!
Okay. Well, welcome back, and as you all now know, we have live new, well, it's not live, it's pre-recorded actually, but we have new content every Friday. Do you have something to contribute there?
No, no. Sometimes I lean toward the mic, and that doesn't mean I'm going to say anything.
We get all excited when he leans toward the mic.
Go in.
I get so excited.
Get ready, Max.
I mean,
go in.
In a platonic way, I get excited. So, yes, we've got our website.
In a gay platonic way.
Precisely. Always check out our website, www.theactionroom.com.
Speaking of the Action Tube, which I don't know actually if you did speak of, it's our section that has video clips and whatnot.
Precisely.
So speaking of YouTube,
it's the YouTube Action Room.
Right.
Stuff. Yeah.
Are you a fan of? Because I'm actually a fan of Saturday Night Live.
As it is now,
recently.
Its current incarnation.
It's actually funny again.
I might be like a lot of Americans. I've stopped watching it, but I always watch these videos that they do.
Mm-hmm.
The Lazy Sunday video about the stoners who go to see Narnia. That was hilarious. I played it like 17 times. It was very, very funny. All my friends loved it.
I was all about the Dick in the Box.
Dick in the Box.
Dick in the Box with Justin Timberlake, the parody of Color Me Bad. Andy Samberg is, he created a website with a bunch of his friends called LonelyIsland.com or The Lonely Island. Which is it?
The Lonely Island.
TheLonelyIsland.com. And they would just make, like, comedy videos.
Really funny.
Ooh. Really funny stuff. And I guess they, just through that alone, they got some auditions for them at Saturday Night Live. And Samberg is now a regular on Saturday Night Live. And some of the writers from TheLonelyIsland.com are now writers for SNL.
Basically, it was three guys. Samberg became a cast member, and the other two became writers
for
the show.
Right. That's true. Yeah, so speaking of big internet content, comedy videos that are making all the rounds, we got an interview with the famous Mark M., who has a fantastic animation website called sickanimation.com. Mike interviewed him. How was that, Mike?
Well, it's pretty good.
How was that, Mike? I'm like a newscaster at a 7 p.m. news. With the weather.
And then he has to pause for a few seconds for the audio to catch up.
And then we have to make
a
little
joke.
I'm
in Iraq. So Mark M., yeah, Sick Animation, he does these sick animations.
Appropriately so. It's like that, the movie Grave Dancers, it's about people who dance on graves.
That's why I'm not one of the main hosts. Sick Animation, he's gotten a lot of success with Comedy Central, wants to do a series.
What's an
with
example
him.
Of one of his most well-known little comedy animations?
Some of the titles are Astronaut Cop, Penis and Twat Man, Mershack, which is a creature that's half mermaid, half Shaquille O'Neal.
That's my favorite so far.
Yeah,
Mershack.
Excellent. Here we go with sickanimation.com.
This is Mike with the Action Room, and I'm here with Mark M. from sickanimation.com. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Pretty good. How did Sick Animation start? And
oh, come on.
Seriously.
Go to question number two.
Okay.
I put the page up. I made an HTML page and put it up.
Nice. Okay. First, describe a sick animation cartoon.
About 2.5 minutes long. Some of them are colored, some aren't. There's not a lot of animation, and I do all the voices.
Did you want to be a better animator, and do you still want to be?
No, I don't want to anymore. I did. I used to want to.
Well, tell us about your Comedy Central deal and how that came about.
Okay, it's called The Secret League of Legionnaires, and that's a cartoon that was originally commissioned from me by the National Lampoon for their website, and I did a couple episodes, And then the editor over there, Scott Rubin, he told me that I should come out to Hollywood and we should, you know, pitch the cartoon around town as a, you know, fully animated half-hour sitcom. So we did that, and Comedy Central ended up buying it.
Do you feel like are they kind of limiting you, or are they letting you pretty much do whatever you want?
Yeah, so far in the pilot process, yeah, they're pretty free range. I mean, there's some things that I kind of threw at them, you know, some ridiculous things that would never make it on air.
Can we get an example of a topic you brought up?
Okay, well, my first script actually was, I'm sure I'll never use this. It's,
This is copyrighted by Mark M. Go ahead.
Yeah, right, as of today. It was a vampire who would suck out chicks, you know, pussy blood instead of from their necks. He would eat their tampons and I would try to drink the blood straight from their vaginal orifices.
What about the gay tinges? And I mean, why do you think there is such an ongoing theme of penis and gay humor?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I used to think that was funny, I guess. I don't really. It's been a while since I made one like that.
That's true. You've moved on, I think.
I think so. Yeah, I think I've grown up. Kind of a lot of.
Does that scare you?
Yeah, it does. I hate that. They say that every, I don't know how many years it is, maybe 8 or 10 or something like that, that you're supposed to, your sense of humor is like totally reformed and different than it was. You know?
Yeah. Well, what's would you like your stuff to be on the big screen, or do you like it on the? I don't know what you call the little computer screen, but.
We call it a mini screen, maybe.
Mini screen.
No, I don't care what size the screen is, just as long as I can reach an audience. You know.
Wow, that's beautiful,
wasn't it?
So what are the plans for the future? And I heard you were telling me about a tour you're thinking of doing.
Yeah.
You could talk more about that.
I'm trying to put together a tour because I'm putting out a DVD of all the cartoons. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have all the cartoons plus some new ones and old ones and everything. Yeah, and I'd like to do a promotional tour with it where you go around and show the film, quote unquote, and talk about it and crap like that.
I've been here with Mark M. from Sick Animation, and I want to thank him. And is there any final words you want to say?
Uh-uh.
Nice. Okay. Thanks, Mark. Bye.
All right, bye.
Alright, and we're back at the Action Room.
What the
indeed. Alright, well, we've got our big New York Comic Con coverage coming up. That's the third week in February. Remember, we're on every Friday. We've got new content. Come back to the website. We're also going to have Jason Liebig. Liebig? Liebig?
Liebig.
Is he German? Das und Liebig?
Mun.
German engineering in the Liebig. House, yeah.
He's a former Marvel editor from the X offices about 10 years ago when Scott Lobdell was on the books. He's going to tell us some great stories of when Quesada first took over at Marvel,
right? When Quesada took over.
Cleaned house, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you have a fantastic weekend, as I know you're listening to this Friday, fresh off the internet press. And thanks, man. We're the Action Room. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm a Flo Richardson.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you next time.
Peace.